Comedy by Dante Alighieri. Third Canticle, Paradise. Translated and read by Leon Stevens. Canto 1. The glory of him who moveth everything penetrates the universe, and in one part resplendeth more and elsewhere less. To the heaven which of his light most draws went I, and saw things which to recount who thence descends nor kens nor can, because approaching its desire our intellect submergeth so that memory cannot follow. All even so that of the holy kingdom I in my mind could store for a treasure shall now be the matter of my song. O good Apollon, in the final labour make me of thy merit a vessel so made as thou demand'st to give thy loved laurel. Hither hath one peak of Parnassus sufficed me, but now both are needful to brave the arena that remains. Enter in my breast and give thy breath, thus as when thou drewest Marsyas from the capsule of his living limbs. O power divine, if of thee thou lend'st me so much that I the shadow may events of the mind-graven blissful kingdom, thou'lt see me come to thy cherished tree, and crown me then with those leaves whereof thou and my song shall make me worthy. So seldom, father, are they gathered for triumph of poet or emperor, guilt and shame of our human wills, that the Paeanian leaf might give birth to joy in the joyous Delphic deity, whenever there is one who thirsts therefor. Great flames succeed a tiny spark. Perhaps after me with better voices prayers will be made that Kira respond. By divers ports the lamp that lights the world riseth to mortal sight, but by that one which to four circles joineth three crosses, with a better course and with a better star yoked he sallies forth, and the wax of the world he tempereth and sealeth more to his fancy. One near such port had given morning there and evening here, and that hemisphere was there all white and other black. When I saw Beatrice to her left flank turned and looking directly at the sun, there never eagle thus fixed his gaze. And as a second beam of light is wont to fly out from the first and mount above, even as pilgrims who wish to return, thus of her action by my eyes infused, in imagination mine I made, and fixed my eyes on the sun beyond our strength. Much is lawful there which is to our powers not granted here by virtue of the place made to be accordant with humankind. I endured it not long, nor so little, that I failed to see him glowing all round as molten iron that floweth from the fire, and of a sudden day to day seemed joined, as had he who so enabled adorned heaven with a second sun. Beatrice stood with eyes entirely fixed on the eternal wheels, and I on her affixed my lights withdrawn from above. Contemplating her I became within as Glaucus became, tasting of the grass that made him see peer of the other gods. Transhumanized per verba cannot be explained, thus may the example suffice to one whom grace reserves experience. If of me, O love who rulest heaven, was only that which thou createdst last, thou knowest who upraised me with thy light. When the wheel which thou, being desired, makest eternal, drew to it my attention with the harmony thou temperest and swayest, so much of heaven now me seemed afire with the sun's flame, nor rain nor river never made lake so wide outspread. The novel sound and the brilliant light inflamed a desire to know their source so mordant as I had never felt. Whereon she, who saw me like as I, to reassure my startled spirit, before I could ask, opened her mouth, and she began, "Thou thyself dullest thee with false conceits, so thou seest not what thou wouldst see hadst them uprooted. Thou art not on earth as thou believest, but lightning, fleeing its natural sphere, never flew as thou who now art returning." If of my first doubt I was relieved by her brief and smiling little words, in a new one I was more enmeshed, and I said, "Requievi content now of great wonderment. But now I wonder how I am transcending these like bodies." Then she, following on a devout sigh, raised her eyes to me with that demeanour a mother directs to her ranting child, and she commenced, "All things whatsoever have order among themselves, and this form makes the universe like seeming to God. Herein the higher creatures see the mark of eternal valour, which is the end to which the canon touched upon is made. In this said order all natures by differing fates are disposed farther and nearer the wellhead, wherefore they journey to differing ports on the great sea of being, and each one with instinct given it to bear it up. This one bears off fire toward the moon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?